We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. Tomorrow is Disney Friday, too.
Mm.
Johnny, I don't think you'll be here for this, but if you were, you wouldn't be able to participate.
That ain't right. Not official. I'm unofficial.
No, you're official. I think you're getting paid.
I'm entering all contests.
Right. Oh, you can't. Well, if you win, you can't have the prize. So this Friday, tomorrow, Disney all day, every hour from 9 o'clock in the morning. That'll be so like 24 hours from now, this will be our first giveaway. Through 5 o'clock. Every hour we'll give you a cue to call, and if you're calling 97, you get a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day Disneyland Resort tickets, and then you're in the running for the grand prize vacation to the Disneyland Resort. Who doesn't want that? You know, you get the hotel stay.
Is that the L.A. or Florida?
Disneyland.
That's L.A.
That's
okay.
L.A.
Sweet.
Yeah. Have you been to the Florida one, though? That's also great.
No, I've not been to the Florida one.
Well, I'm an East Coast
I've
girl,
so I've been to the Disneyland one, but I
didn't go to Disneyland until I had kids because I grew up on the East Coast. I went to Disney World a bunch of times. Actually, I lived in Orlando for a while.
Oh, yeah.
That was back in the days when working at a radio station, you had all kinds of crap for free.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to go to Disney. You got
payola.
I don't know if that's what it was. They just had a trade deal with them.
Someone just told me about they do a date night. Like his wife or something is like a Disneyland freak.
They go there for a date.
But they have a couples only, no kids night.
Oh.
So you like have dinner and you cruise around the park and it's just couples.
That's really fun.
Might have been Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
actually.
If you live near there, I know I have cousins who live in LA and they just have season passes.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I have no idea what those cost because we just, you know, we go down and we buy the day pass or whatever. But it must be really, I mean, if you are a kid and you grew up near Disneyland, you probably know every inch of that place.
Yeah.
Must be really fun.
Yeah.
So you can go learn every inch of the Disneyland Resort, too. Be listening all day today. And if you want more details and a bonus chance to win, go to RadioAlice.com because it's all laid out for you there. So let's do some texts. Let's wrap this up. You've been great. I really appreciate you. I know how hard it is to get up at these, especially when you're not in the routine. So I really appreciate that you've come to fill in for Vinny. I know you and Vinny are good friends. And
yeah.
You do it for the love.
I hope Vinny's feeling better.
He hopefully is.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
Yeah. And we miss him.
Otherwise, I'll call you later today and be like, John, please, one more day, please.
I would like to say that I've posted what I predict will be the image of the year.
Oh, on Instagram?
After this is all over. Yeah. Here, check it out.
Let me see the image of the year once this is all over.
I posted it because I want credit if it's on the cover of Time magazine or something for the year.
This is a guy. He's, I'm going to say Asian. And he's got is that a thermometer thing held
to
his head?
That's right.
He's taking the temperature. He's got a mask on. He's throwing me the middle finger.
Right.
And
you don't think of it, but you know what those things are, those infrared guns. I mean, they're created for like auto, they're like an auto part. So you can see how hot the engine's running now, you know, like it's an infrared sensor. It's a trigger.
Right. Like
but now they use it to,
to see if you have a fever.
Exactly. And they're so easy. And it's just like the image of someone holding this thing to your head everywhere you go, like when you're coming in the airport, everywhere. It's like, I'm going to, you know.
They're doing that?
I think
so
that's the thing. You might even need one to see like when the kids come over to play with your other kids, like you put that thing on their head.
Sorry, your kid's clearly running a temperature.
Exactly.
Get him out of here.
Exactly. So anyway, that's just a small predictor. You can go check it out. I also posted a very
That's at Johnny Mosley.
At my
at
Instagram.
Johnny
handle,
Mosley.
Yeah. Brandon also posted an very informative kind of video about the coronavirus and sort of how it works and all that stuff. It's on it's on my Instagram as well, and it's on the maybe not on the Alice yet.
It's not on
just
the
go
Alice
to mine. We couldn't. It was too long to get it over there. So
I see. Well, you guys are really all about coronavirus. The two of you have been talking about it nonstop. Even when we're off the air, it just keeps on going.
We're taking this.
So things you can do to prep your home and why you should kill people if you suspect they have it. I mean, I think it's a little zombie apocalypse for me, but
how to clean up the mess.
Right. You, sure. Kill them on a tarp,
you
people.
Know, where to quarantine, how to set up your own self-quarantine, your home quarantine kit. Brandon and Johnny's home quarantine kit.
Oh, dude, you guys can make some real money off of that. You guys are a good team. I like the two of you together.
People appreciate it. They appreciated our the texts are coming in. They appreciate our sober analysis and informing them.
Oh,
of the coronavirus.
Do they appreciate
yes,
that?
They do.
Are you sure you're
our
not?
Journalistic chops? They did call us out a little bit on the. I think it was that story about
where
it came out of the. Yeah, apparently the source of that rebuttal is not accurate either. So that one's still living. The fact that China created the virus
rages on
and
right.
let it out. Oh, regarding the Varsity Blues scandal,
yes,
there's some amateur lawyers and probably professionals weighing in. They're basically saying his notes mean absolutely nothing.
I see.
Unless they're corroborated by a secondary source. What if his notes said Sarah Clark murdered a passerby?
Well, that's
make
probably
it true.
Well, oh right, no, that doesn't make it true.
Yep.
Come on, man.
So there's that.
Yep.
And
I didn't murder anybody. Stop. I wouldn't do that.
People are saying, that the Varsity Blues restorative justice would serve the world better, meaning like they pay their money into scholarship program.
Do anybody any good for them to go to prison?
Yeah, exactly.
Taxes the system.
This person says law enforcement is fully entitled. I think it's a little unclear how they wrote it. It's like a little bit, there's some missing words, but I think they say law enforcement is fully entitled to use a ruse to gain evidence on suspects.
I looked this up, and because when we were talking about it, so they can tell a lie, but they cannot fabricate evidence.
Got it. Okay.
Police officers, so that's why you're supposed to get a lawyer and say, I'm not answering questions. Because they can try and get you to say stuff by
telling you, well, your friend said this.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that is, in fact, a lie, but it's not fabricated evidence.
They're manipulating the situation.
So they are allowed to do that. So that sounds like standard practice. But if you're a singer, you're like, oh, he's basically trying to defend himself.
Yes. I see what you're saying. So she might have said.
I think they're allowed to do that.
Okay.
So I think if you're getting interrogated, you have to fully know that they're gonna say stuff.
Say whatever they gotta say to get you on record saying something else.
And of course, I think they can tell you to say something, like say this. I don't think that's not even a lie. That's just like, hey,
say it. I want it on tape.
You want some immunity? Then say this. But then you're supposed to know not to say that. I don't know. That's
get
tough.
A lawyer. You know, the thing is, too, I read so many mysteries and police procedurals and lawyer books and, crap like that. And I always just think, God, it makes you look so guilty when you ask for a lawyer. Like, you know that the person didn't do it because you're reading the damn book. And you're like, oh, God, he just shut up and asked for a lawyer. Oh, he looks so guilty. Oh, why did he do that
just
for?
Like just like in Law and Order when they're interrogating, and they're like, I want my lawyer. I'm like, they did it.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But it's, you're better off with someone in there who knows how they work. We're not in that all the time.
If you're going in front of the FBI, sounds like you should at least have someone tell you that ahead of time.
Yeah.
Like, this is legal. This is what they're going to do. That's good information to know in case they do pull you in. Talked about the possible escape routes from the coronavirus, sailing away.
Yes.
And that's how we got into the story about the people in Outside Magazine that lost their mask, very beginning of the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I never said whether they lived. They did live.
Oh, they did. Right, because you hadn't finished the story.
That's right.
Like, well, so, I don't know if they lived. I didn't get to the end of the story.
I'm trying to make them whole.
So they did live.
They were out there forever at one point. They made makeshift to sail and tried to sail towards the shipping lane. And they had one flashlight that worked. It fell overboard.
Water?
The guy jumped overboard at night and swam back with his teeth. They didn't know if he was going to make it back to the boat. Anyway, long story short, they ended up one container ship passed and didn't find them, and then another one, and they got it with the mirrors, and they were rescued. And
oh, thank goodness.
They all live. So, But it's an interesting story in Outside Magazine.
Wonderful.
And, if you're thinking about escaping via a sailboat from the coronavirus.
Think again.
In the middle of winter, and it was about, with a storm on
the
horizon.
Don't do that, Johnny. Or at least, I guess, I was going to say, sail north. mm-hmm. because then you could make it up to like Canada or something, someplace remote. Mm-hmm. But now I'm thinking you might have to go south because at least you'd be in warmer weather.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Someone said go into the back country, you know?
Like yeah, just way hike back out.
In the woods, and you could live out there, especially with some snow on the ground. You heat up your water. You could probably get it done back there.
Probably.
Hunt. Yeah. That's probably the way to go. Yeah,
you obviously were an expert.
I'm not. I've you know.
I have a book on how to set snares and
oh, really?
Traps and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
How to survive.
And this person said, God's sake, take zinc and elderberry. Boost your damn immune system. You guys get sick more than anyone I know.
I don't get sick that much. I did get a cold, I think, I called in sick for something a couple months ago.
Oysters.
Oh, it was right before Winterland. Mm. Because I was sick that week, and I was like, oh, God, I got to be there for Winterland. Mm-hmm. Oysters? You say oysters are a healthy thing?
I was just saying they boost your zinc. It's a man-boosting food.
I love oysters.
Oh, yeah. I'd like oysters, too.
Little Kumamoto's every time.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. Yeah.
Is that all you got,
I
buddy?
I think that's all I got. I mean, I've got more, but I feel like, you know, I want to leave it on a high note.
You just want to leave. And yes. I don't blame you because, you know, 2 days of filling is a lot when you're not used to it. Like, this is a marathon, you know, but you've been sprinting the whole time.
I mean, how many
you're
stupid,
flagging by
how
the
many
8
stupid
o'clock?
Stories can I tell?
That,
you know,
there's
I mean,
no just, limit, there limit to that. I don't
I
know.
I have
if
one more little nugget if you want it.
If you want to do it.
I mean, this one's not bad. This is a new study has found that drivers of flashy vehicles are less likely to stop and allow pedestrians to cross the road.
Is that so? What is that, like a rich guy thing?
Yeah, that's
rich
a
guys
rich
are
guy
more
thing.
Likely to run people over.
In fact, the likelihood they'll slow down decreases by 3% for every $1,000 they spend their vehicles.
No,
worth. That's correct.
You're kidding me. But it would seem like somebody who had like a Lamborghini or some really expensive car would be that much more careful.
Mm.
You don't want to F that thing up.
Well, that's a good point. They did say that they're, you know, people with more expensive cars, they have certain personality traits. They seem to be...
Because that's how they got to that point in the first place.
As a rule, respectable, ambitious, reliable, well-organized. They take care of themselves and their health and often perform well at work. But they're less empathetic. They're more likely to be argumentative, stubborn, disagreeable, and unempathetic are much more likely to own high-status cars, such as Audi, BMW, or Mercedes. And this is the sad part. Researchers used one white and one black man and one white and one black woman, also finding that cars were more likely to yield for white and female participants. Vehicles stopped 31% of the time for both women and white
That's
participants.
That's crushing!
Compared with 24% of the time for men and 25% of the time for black
Humans,
volunteers.
We're such dicks. Oh, my God. Oh.
So bad.
Well, boy, I'm glad I got that nugget out of you.
Yep.
All right, on Thank that you. Note, let's see, you know, there. That's depressing. Yeah. Almost as depressing as coronavirus. Okay, quick break. We'll be right back to say goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny, 2 days out sick. Johnny, 2 days stepping up. Johnny Mosley, thank you very much.
No, man. So Vinny's so, all right.
I guess he's all right. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I don't want the guy to... If you're sick, you're sick. That's the thing.
Yeah, the good thing is he hasn't been out in the world for the last couple days.
That is true.
So he's less likely to probably have the coronavirus,
Your
which
home,
is positive.
A safe place to be.
Safe place to be.
Right.
Exactly.
So, but now you get to go travel. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Wear your mask.
Exactly.
And your gloves.
That's right. Headed to Michigan. Apparently a big snowstorm bailing in there.
Is that so?
Oh, shameless plug. Going to Boyne Mountain, Michigan to raise money for multiple sclerosis, actually.
I saw this.
This is that Ski for MS thing I do. But we're headed to Boyne Mountain, Michigan. So
well,
it should be
have
fun. If you're out there, if you know anyone out there, send them my way. Let's go skiing.
Did you know that Michigan has the longest coastline of any of the contiguous states?
I did not know that.
Well, I found that out 15 minutes ago when Brandon randomly told me it. So, on that note, by the way, it's like 3,000 something miles of coastline, which is creates like four times as many as California.
Who knew? Insane.
This is all the lakes. That's what he explained to me. So listen, AP team, great job today.
Yes,
first of all, Brandon, I know today wasn't your day on, so thank you for coming in on your day off. Nicole, absolutely great job. Without Bryn here, without Vinny here, we still managed to put a show on, and that's what's important. We'll see you back here on Friday. Johnny, thanks again a million times. And thanks for breakfast, too. Very generous.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.